I'm Tricia Dower, and I'm going to read from the title story of my collection, Silent Girl. In this story, Matsy, a 7-year-old Chinese-Canadian girl from Vancouver, is vacationing in Thailand in 2004 when she loses her mother in the tsunami. Her father sends her back home with people he thinks are trustworthy, but they sell her to human traffickers. This is how the story begins. A dagger of light pierced the room. As the door fell open, and Mama entered, pushing a wobbly cart. Her flip-flops spanked the wood floor. Her arm pulled a cord that ignited a bulb that swung from the ceiling. Searching for secrets, Matsy was sure.
"Le super,"
Mama said, dipping her legs in mock curtsy. 6 girls squinted at the stark light, then slowly arched their kitten-boned backs. They crawled to the edge of their cots. Mama shuffled by each, placing scarred bowls in their cupped hands.
"The wind change. Your face be stuck in dough's pout,"
she said, spooning rice and red beans from a pot. Flesh as spongy as dumpling dough spilled from the sleeveless arms of her dress, trembling with each plop of the spoon.
"What it cost you to make a smile, to thank me?"
she asked, though the girls had never said a word to her.
"Back home you be starving, probably dead."
Matsy's voice nearly flew out from its hiding place. The brown girls might be poor, but she was not. Their parents might have sold them, but hers had not. Back home, she'd sleep after supper, not before. Wouldn't stay up all night like a raccoon or an owl. She ate quickly. Mama would collect the first bowl as soon as she filled the last. Empty bowls on the cart, Mama clapped and held out her hands. The girls removed their underpants for inspection. One of the brown girls had stained hers.
"Watch the slap,"
Mama said, before her hand connected with the girl's face. Thwack! The stupid girl slumped to the floor, bawling. Matsy was too clever to stain her pants. She took them off each morning after Mama locked the girls into the sleeping room and put them on again when she heard the key click. She rarely let sleep swallow her whole, always made it to the bucket in the dark. Cots were inspected next. All were dry. Bedwetting earned worse than a slap. Mama herded them into a high-ceilinged room, empty but for the echo and the dragon-clawed tub in which the girls stood in turns. The bigger girls always went first. By the time Matsy got in, the water would be cool and scummy. She watched Mama run a cloth roughly over one girl until the skin looked burned underneath.
"Ah! Look at that!"
Mama dropped the cloth, thrust a hand between the girl's legs, and pulled out a hair. The girl whimpered.
"Filthy twat! My boys don't want to see this. You be poodoo soon."
Anything Mama didn't like was poodoo. Matsy remembered other places where the girls were hustled together into bands on unsuspecting nights and driven each to a different place. At Mama's, girls went missing one at a time, after hard little lumps formed behind their nipples, or their hips got round, or they grew hair in dirty places. Like magic, new girls took their spots. Matsy had been there longer than the others. Exactly how long, she didn't know.
"Now this peachwank,"
Mama said when she lifted Matsy into the tub,
"is special, special. My boys love the Asian, for sure, for true. And this one delish."
Mama wasn't always mean.
"Not everybody take churin," she said. "Afraid of police. Say you trouble, trouble."
She slid her hand between her pillowy breasts.
"Got big old heart, me. You lucky, Dad."
She pinched Matsy's thigh, making her jump.
"Dumb as a turkey, ain't you? Could tell lies until daylight, me, and you wouldn't know."
Matsy kept her face bare of thoughts, She liked having secrets. When she was younger, she believed her parents knew everything about her, that her thoughts jumped out of her head and tattled on her. The men who delivered her to Mama claimed she didn't understand English. Matsy hadn't corrected them, had acted ever since as though what they said was true. The brown girls squawked like noisy birds when Mama wasn't around. Matsy ignored them in their unfamiliar language. She didn't want them as friends. They were dangerous, forever getting in trouble.